At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Board of Dallas County Schools today will meet to formally call an election on whether to abolish the agency. The legislature in this year's regular session required DCS to do so. DCS provides bus service to nearly a dozen area school districts, but the agency drew scrutiny from state lawmakers and superintendents after KXAS-TV uncovered questionable business deals, bus drivers in trouble for running red lights, and problems with leadership. This week, Channel 5 reported DCS is currently about 200 drivers short of the number needed when the school year begins. According to the Dallas Morning News, the agency told the Dallas School District Board they're close to solving the problem. Leslie Brenner has been the leading restaurant critic in Dallas for 8 years, but this week, Brenner announced she's leaving the Dallas Morning News to work for a real estate startup that specializes in restaurants. In our Friday conversation, she talked to Rick Holter about life as a restaurant critic and why she decided to change direction.
You've described this as, quote, helping to create culture in Dallas from the other side. From chronicling culture to creating it, that's quite a jump.
It is a big jump, and I think the reason, kind of the main one, is I sort of feel like, you know, I've been a journalist for 29 years, and I feel like I've taken it as far as I can take this for myself. I felt that my role here in Dallas as a restaurant critic has been sort of broader and wider than just going to restaurants and saying this dish was good, this one needed work. Part of my role that was important to me was to encourage chefs and restaurateurs to do things that were original and to take risks and to sort of help drive the scene forward.
So what will you be doing?
I'll be going to work for a new company called Rebies, and it's the real estate development company that's focused on projects that involve food and beverage. It's a way for me to step on the other side, be creative, and, you know, contribute in a different way.
How'd you get started as a critic?
Between 1988 and 2001, I was in New York freelancing, and I was a generalist. I wrote about politics, women's issues, immigration, psychology. At some point, I pitched a food story, and it kind of took over what I was doing. And one of my little gigs was working for the Go Mio Guide to New York. So I did little capsule restaurant reviews, and that was the first time I ever reviewed. I never thought that I would be a restaurant critic. I never wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. I never thought I could do it. But when the opportunity came up in late 2008 at the Dallas Morning News, I thought, wow, that could actually be pretty cool.
You do have this situation where, different from a lot of writers, where you really have an impact on somebody's business.
That is one of the hardest things about the job. Any kind of critic has to constantly remember that you're criticizing people, and that can be hard to take. And in this particular type of criticism is there are businesses and livelihoods at stake. And it's something that you have to take really, really seriously.
Well, and it had to be particularly tough when the whole thing flared up with John Tesar 3 or 4 years ago. He's the chef now at Knife. He banned you from his restaurants. He dropped F-bombs on Twitter. Why do you think so many people in the restaurant business get so caught up in that?
Well, I don't think so many people do. I think that one chef did. He was the only chef to ban me from his restaurants. A couple restaurateurs said that they preferred I not show up, but he was the only chef. At the time, I thought, wow, this is strange. I've just given him 3 stars in the Dallas Morning News rating system. That means very good. I put him on the cover of Guide, and I had never put a chef on the cover of Guide because I thought it was an important restaurant. He didn't like the review. He didn't, you know, wasn't happy with it, and that was the way he reacted. So, you know, what can I do? It's easy to make a loud noise if you have a big voice.
One of the big changes that happened while you were critic was you kind of took off the mask. There was this tradition of restaurant critics using disguises, you know, trying to stay very low key. And you finally, at a point a couple of years ago, said, okay, this is me. Everybody knows it anyway. What went into that decision?
Well, I think the everybody knows it anyway was a big part of it. Really, I had only been in town for a few months or 6 months when people really started figuring out who I was. And it's partly because of the way I write. It's, you know, it's narrative. And I would tell a story about what happened when I was in their restaurant. So they would pretty quickly figure out which table that must have been. So it just started to feel like a charade and one that was not useful to our readers.
For a lot of people, eating out all the time sounds like a dream job, but it's got to take a physical toll. I'm curious, are you looking forward to eating only what you want now?
I am totally looking forward to eating sort of more healthy and more controlled and eating a lot of vegetables and salads when I feel like it. But I'll just be able to go in as a civilian. And it'll be so much more relaxed. I won't have to take a picture of it and post it on Instagram. And I won't have to take notes about it. I'll just be able to enjoy it.
Leslie Brenner, outgoing restaurant critic for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks so much, Rick. It was a pleasure.
The Texas Rangers will honor Ivan Rodriguez at tomorrow's game in Arlington. The team will retire his number 7 jersey, just the latest honor for Pudge. He was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame last month. Rodriguez stopped by KERA to reflect on his career, including a moment in 1991, his second major league appearance when he was just 19 years old and catching for legendary Rangers pitcher Nolan Ryan.
And after the game, he went to Bobby Valentine, the manager, and said that I did a good job for him, that he feels very good with me behind the plate. And he asked Bobby Valentine then from now on, when he pitch every 5 day, he wants me behind the plate. So that was great from him to say it.
Pudge played 13 seasons with the Rangers, but his favorite local memory is off the field.
My 3 kids, they all born here in Texas, 2 born in Arlington and the little one born in Fort Worth. You know, I know that I'm from Puerto Rico, but I think, you know, this is another home for me.
You can hear more of the conversation with Pudge Rodriguez tonight at 6:20 during All Things Considered. In the forecast, we've got a 20% chance of rain, partly sunny otherwise, with a high near 98. The overnight low drops to around 80. Tomorrow's high near 97, but with a 30% chance of rain. It's 83 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth, 73 in Wichita Falls, 80 in Tyler.